With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Over the weekend, Hamas confirmed one of its top commanders in Gaza was killed.
Hamas is announcing the death of Ahmed Al-Gandour, who is in charge of northern Gaza and a member of its top military council. He's the highest-ranking militant known to have been killed in the fighting with Israel. According to the Washington-based Counter-Extremism Project, Al-Gandour is believed to have been around 56 years old and survived at least three attempts on his life. Hamas says he was killed along with three other senior militants, including Ayman Siam, who Israel claims was in charge of Hamas's rocket-firing unit. The Israeli military says it's killed thousands of militants, including several mid-ranking commanders. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
That fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas back on track over the weekend as the militant group freed 17 more hostages, including the first American, a four-year-old girl with dual Israeli citizenship. In turn, Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners on Sunday. The four-day ceasefire ends on Monday. Also at SRNNews.com, Americans are divided over the amount of aid the U.S. is sending to Ukraine.
45% of those surveyed think the U.S. government is spending too much on aid to Ukraine in the war against Russia. According to the AP-NORC poll, more than one-third of adults say the current spending is about the right amount. In Congress, conservative Republicans are rebuffing efforts from President Biden to approve additional assistance for Ukraine. Since last month, the White House has been asking lawmakers to pass more than $61 billion in new aid for the Ukrainians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Retail executives are bracing for the possible spending slowdown through the holidays. American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings accounts, increased credit card debt, and stubborn inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October, ending six straight months of gains. This is SRN News. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Sudan not slowing down. Suspected Muslim terrorists set off a bomb at a church in Omdurman this month, caving in the roof, setting a fire that consumed furniture, Bibles, and hymnals. International Christian Concern says the house of worship was nearly 100 years old and was shared by two local communities. This is SRN News. A shooting incident in New England may have international repercussions.
Police say three young men of Palestinian descent who were attending a Thanksgiving gathering were shot and wounded near the University of Vermont campus. Police in Burlington are searching for the suspect, described as a white man. Police say it appears to be a hate crime. All three victims are hospitalized, listed in stable condition. Jason Walker reporting.
Four people shot to death in what deputies say appears to be a campsite for homeless people. Sampson County Sheriff's Department says an initial review of the scene indicates someone killed three people, then took their own life. Authorities say two men and two women were found dead around a tent at the end of a private road. Investigators are still trying to determine just how the shootings unfolded. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.